Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Kedushin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. Lizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman, Ben Malka Miriam.
Kedushin Daf Pei. We saw in the Mishnah Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis that in cases where we know about the hechsher of a woman and she has children who are kruchim achreo, we don't have to bring a ray about the kashrus of the children. The fact that the children trail around after the mother, that's enough of a proof that this is really their mother, and therefore if the mother is kosher, the children are also kosher, they don't need a bedika. Now, here in Daf Pei, there's a machlokes between Reish Lakish and Reb Yochanan. Reish Lakish says, "Loi shenu el b'kodshei agvul, aval b'yuchsin loi." This din ekruch machre is enough to prove the kashrus of the children. That's only true by kodshei agvul and not by yuchsin. Reb Yochanan, however, understands it's afilu b'yuchsin, and as we'll see, this machlokes Rashi and Tosis had to understand this machlokes between Reish Lakish and Reb Yochanan. The sheet of Rashi over here is that kodshei agvul means achilas truma. If the father is a kohen and he eats truma, the children can eat truma as well. Since the kohen's wife is also known to be ksheira, she's not a zayna or a chalala, therefore these children who are kruch machra can also be assumed to be ksherim. We don't have to be chosh that the real mother of these children is a zayna or a chalala, which will make them into chalala and possible for achilas truma. HaKopan Reish Lakish shows that only for kodshei agvul, that's what we're saying on this chazaka of kruch machra. Aval b'yuchsin loy, we're not saying on this. As Rashi explains, if he has daughters, we don't allow these daughters to marry kohenim because we're chosh that maybe they're chalalim. That the real mother of these daughters is a zayna or a chalala, which will make them into a chalala and possible for a kain. In the Yad Ramav, he understands al derech Rashi that only the inin kodshei agvul were stomach on this chazaka of krucha machrea. He explains because Reish Lakish holds that this is not a chazaka gemura, and therefore we're only stomach on it for dini derabanon, and kodshei agvul over here means chuma, which is bizman as a derabanon, but for dini deraisa we would not be stomach on this chazaka of krucha machrea. Reb Yochanan, on the other hand, argues this is a filu b'yuchsin. He holds it is a chazaka gemura. And the Gemara goes on to say, Reb Yochanan l'taymei, Reb Yochanan holds that we could use this chazaka even to give malchus or to give skilo or sreifa. And according to Rashi, what the Gemara means to say is that it's a kavachomer if this chazaka is enough even to give these einshim, koshkein it's enough for yuchsin. Now, Tosfos towards the end of Dibur Maschil Lo Yishanu, he's speaking over there b'das Rashi and he's mevur that according to Reish Lakish, this chazaka of krucha machre is also not enough to allow the son to do avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. In other words, the Gemara doesn't mean to say a milo specifically for yuchsin. To allow him to do avodah as well, that would not be enough according to Reish Lakish. And this is fit with the Yad Ramah, that the Gemara means to say as far as dafka for achilas truma, which is only derabanan, according to Reish Lakish, that's the only thing that we're saying on this chazaka for. Now, Tosfos over here in Dibur Maschil Lo Yishanu, we ask Sakash and Rashi from the Gemara in Ksubis, daf chafhei omer beiz. The Gemara over there says, b'shem Rebbe, hi haimer b'nize v'koyinu neman la'achili b'tshuma v'inay neman la'asiyah isha. And Tosfos asks, according to that Gemara in Ksubis, the father has an emunah to tell us, this is my son and he's a kohen and therefore he could eat truma. If so, you don't even need krucha machreha. Agmar is mashmir that only with krucha machreha, that's what we rely on. The sheet of Rebbe and Ksubis is that the father would have nemanus, so even if there is no mother over here, we don't see the children krucha machreha. Just the fact that the father tells us that these are my sons and their kosher, that should be enough to be meichel them with truma. So the first place the answer is v'yesh leimar, the Rav Tanahu Upolig. The Rashash and the Pnei Yeshua, they changed the gear, so it should say Rebbe, that's the sheet in Ksubis Chafei who says that the father has nemanus. And Tosfos says, Enichanami, that sheet of Rebbe and Ksubis, he argues on an Er Mishnah. In other words, Er Mishnah that says that if we know who the mother is and the children are krucha machra, then we don't have to bring a ray on the children. And Reish Lakish understands that the Tana of the Mishnah is talking about a case of Achilas Truma. Then Enichanami, this Tana of Er Mishnah will argue on the sheet of Rebbe. According to Rebbe, you don't even have to come on to krucha machra. The father has nemonis. Now Tosfos then brings Verbeinu Tam Pirish. Kipshuta, this is a new teretz to the Kasha. However, the Tosfos Rush brings this as an explanation for the previous teretz. The Arush Teis says that this is telling the Machlokes Tanoim. Rabbeinu Tam says, what exactly does that Machlokes depend on? Rabbeinu Tam explains, it's telling the Machlokes whether Milo Mitrumba Liyuchsin or Ein Milo Mitrumba Liyuchsin. If we see someone eating Truma as a Kain, is that enough of a right that they're a Kain Kosher, Le'inim Yuchsim as well? Gmonk Supas Daf Chavdaud on Rabbeinu says, this is a Machlokes Tanoim. And Rabbeinu Tam explains that if you hold Milo Mitrumba Liyuchsin, if you're going to allow this Kain to accept Truma, then eventually we're going to be Machshim for Yuchsim as well. So then the din is that we cannot be Meichelim Truma. The same way you can't rely on this chazaka of kruch machreya for yuchsim, you can't rely on it for truma either, since mailam mitruma liyuchsin. Therefore, the pshat is that in Er Sugya we hold mailam mitruma liyuchsin. Therefore, the father does not have nemonis. The sugya in Ksubas Daf Chavdaud on Beit holds ein mailam mitruma liyuchsin. Therefore, we could rely on the nemonis of the father, and we don't have to be chashish that we'll use this nemonis eventually for yuchsim as well. So therefore, over there in Ksubas, you don't have to come on to kruch machreya. The father has nemonis. Tosfos mentions that the nemonis of the father is based on biyadai. Since he has the ability, if he wants, that he could give some of his truma to his son. Once it's biyadi, therefore he has nemonis as far as the truma. Rakupanim, it's only because we're not going to eventually use this namonis for yuchsin. Asking, however, holds mailam b'trumah liyuchsin, so therefore even though it's biyadi for the father to give the son truma, we're not going to allow him because we're choshish that people will consider him to be a kain kosher, leni yuchsin as well. So what is the pshat in Asuga according to the Shidra of Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam explains that when it says Loishanu al Bekodshei Agvul, Av B'Yuchsin Lo, it cannot mean like the Shidra of Rashi, that we're only going to have given a manas Linyan Truma, not Linyan Yuchsin, because once we've given a manas for Truma, since Asuga holds Mailam Truma Li Yuchsin, then eventually it's going to mean a manas for the Yuchsin as well. And therefore Rabbeinu Tam explains that the words Kodshei Agvul mean different than Rashi. Kodshei Agvul includes all Dine Kahuna, Truma, Nisiyas Kapayim, Lasiyah Isha, and Yuchsin means not Dine which are related to his Kahuna. Rather, it's referring to Isurei Kurva, we're not going to be semich on this chazak of Kurch Machra to tell us the yichus of this child and who he's usher to. If eventually he's going to live with his mother, we're not going to be able to give him a chiv of skilo. For that, we're not going to rely on the chazak of Kurch Machra. And this Rebbechin argues, he says, Afilu Liyuchsin will even give an einish based on this chazak. And according to Rebbeinu Tam, the Gemara fits very well when it says Rebbechin will taimei, and remember fits very well with the other member of Rechiyah Barabba, Rebbechinun, the Malkan al chazakos, and Soiklin Vesoifim al chazakos. Now to get back to the Shita of Rashi, Tosis asks, how does our Suga fit with the Suga in Ksubas Daf Chafei Amud Beis? So in the first line of Tosis, that which he says, that Rebbe is a Tana, he could argue in our Suga, so that would help with Das Rashi as well. However, that which Rabbeinu Tam explains, that this Machlokes is dependent on whether Maila Mitchum L'Yuchsin or A Maila Mitchum L'Yuchsin, that we cannot say B'das Rashi, because Rashi learns Yuchsin means to marry off the daughter to a Kain. So if the Pshat in our Suga, why we have to come on to Kruch HaMachra, is because there's no nemonis. Since Asugi holds Maila Mitchum L'Yuchsin, Hakur Shlokash B'Machak between Shumo, over there there is nemonis, and L'Yuchsin there's no nemonis. If anyways Maila Mitchum L'Yuchsin, we're going to eventually use this nemonis for Yuchsin as well. Rashi doesn't say like Tosis that Yuchsin means to give a Chiyuv Misa for Baal Imoy. Rakupanim, we could still say with Das Rashi there's a Machakis Tanom over here, Amish does not fit the sheet of Rebbe and Ksubis, but there'll have to be a different Hasbara in this Machakis. Now there is still a Kash which the Tosis really asks in the Sugya, and that is that he brings that the Shita of Rish Lakish in Ksubis is the Maila Mitchum L'Yuchsin. If so, how could Rish Lakish say over here that we only use the Chazak of Kruch HaMachreo for Chuma and not for Yuchsim? Once his son is already eating Chuma, then eventually we're going to be Machshim for Yuchsim as well. And the Tosfos gives a teretz and he says, that which we say Maila Mitchum L'Yuchsin, it does not mean to say that anyone who's eating Chuma, we could be Semich on that for Yuchsim as well. The Vadim of a Kohen also eat Chuma, and obviously we're not Semich on that for their Yichus. Rather, what it means to say is that someone who receives Shuma ala Geirin, those who have Shuma, they're mechalik the Shuma to him, that's the right that he is a kain, a maila mitshuma liyuchsin. And when Shlokish in Ersig, who says that we are semich on the chazaka of Kruch Machra for Shuma, it does not mean to say that we could give him a chalik in the Shuma, rather, it means to say he's allowed to eat Shuma. If he's only eating Shuma but not receiving a chalik in the Shuma, then right is no chash, we're not going to be maila him liyuchsin. Now, Rabbeinu Tam will explain that Amishna holds maila mitshuma liyuchsin. But then he answered, why there's no nemonis for the father? You have to come onto Kruch HaMachra, and not like that which Rebbe says in Ksubas Daf Chofei. Akar Rabbeinu Tam held that when Ergamar says, Loishanu al b'kotshei agvul, what it means to say is that he could accept kotshei agvul, he would get a chalukah, and therefore we would be mail mitshuma liyuchsin. That's why there's no nemonis of the father. And that's why Rabbeinu Tam has to learn that when it says v'ner sigil yuchsin, it doesn't mean the yichos of marrying a kain. Rather, what it means to say is yichos of kurva to be mechayev skila. Now the Rabbanan Ksubas Daf Chofei and Reis asks the same kasha as Tosis. There seems to be a steer in the sugyo. Asking is before they have to come onto the chazak of Kruch Machra, and the one over there is before that the father has an amonis to say that this is my son and he's a kain. And the Rabban has a new teretz to this kasha. He says that Agamor and Kedushin is talking about a case where we already know that this is his son. The question is, who's the mother of this child? Rechayish that the mother is someone who's possible and they'll make the child into a chalal. For that, the father does not have an amonis. And the reason is, because since we know already that he's the father, he's a kariv to his son, and a kariv is possible for Edus. The case that the Gemara in Ksubis is talking about, where we never knew beforehand, Bechlal, that this is his son. He comes forward and he tells us, B'nizeh v'kayinu. This is my son, we hadn't known that beforehand. He tells us that this is his son, and he also tells us that he's a kosher kayin, meaning that the mother of this child is not a chalolo or a zaino. For that, the father does have the monis. And the Pshat, as the Ramban explains, is because the father has a migu. He didn't have to tell us that this is his son. We didn't know this without him. He could have just come along and told us, this person, I know who he is, he's a kohen, he's kosher, he's mutter lecho, but chuma, and the father would have had nemonis as an eid echad. We know the din is eid echad nemon bisurin, this also is a din iser, therefore the father could have just said, as an eid echad, I know this person, that he's a kohen kosher. Now that he told us that this is my son, he has a migu, and he's believed. This is how the Ramban explains the sheet of Rebbe in Ksubis. He then goes on to explain the sheet of Reb Chia, who argues on Rebbe. The Ramban explains, why does Reb Chia not hold of this migu? He explains, because once this person is known to be a Karev, A karev is possible for edus not because there's a chasar in nemonis. Even Moshe and Aaron, who are kroivim, are possible for edus not because there's a chash b'shaka, rather because there's a gzeres hakosav that kroivim are possible for edus. And therefore, Reb Chiya holds that once we know that this is his father, he didn't have to tell this to us, but we do know it l'maisa. Therefore, he's possible to be made on his son, even if there is no chash b'shaka, and therefore, migu doesn't help. Migu only helps when there's a chasar in nemonis. Is a question whether to believe the person. Here, it's not a question whether to believe him or not. It's a gzeres hakosav. The father cannot say edus on his son, therefore he cannot be known to say that this son comes from a woman who is kosher. That's the pshat where Reb Chiya argues in the sheet of Rebbe over there. The Ramban goes further and he says, how does Rebbe answer this taino? One can take a look over there, but akupanim lin yonenu. The Ramban's answering the steer sasugis, the ersugis is talking about a case where you know Rebbe that this is his father, and therefore he's possible for edus. We have to come into the chazaka of kruchem machrea. The case in Ksubis, we didn't know at all that this was his son, therefore he has a migu and he's believed. The Hemshach L'Rabban of there is Mavur, that this is how he understood the Gemara. The Gemara says, B'yodi la'achila b'tshuma, this is what the Gemara means to say, that he didn't have to tell us that this is his son, he could have just told us that he's a kohen who's kosher to eat tshuma, therefore he has namanas, even if he is telling us that this is his son. Now the truth is, that which the Ramban says, that since he's a karev, he's possible for edus, this is not pashur b'chlal. We find the psul kurva in a case where you need two edim, but where there's a klal edach and em bisurim, the pashur says that even a karev would have namanas. So Rabbi Chanan, the Kaivis Aris, in the beginning of Simon Samachay, he brings this raya. He says, the Gemara in Ksubis is mashma, that a karev will be possible for edus, even for the din of Eidecha Neman B'Yisurim. According to Rabban, this is definitely the case. This is how the Rabban answered the Stiris HaSugyos. Then the Asugyos, there's no migu, we know already that this is his son. He does not have Nemonis because he's possible, since he's a karev. And the question Rabban asks is, that for Eidecha Neman B'Yisurim, l'chari, everyone is kosher, even an Ishu, B'derechal, is possible for edus. By Yisurim, she's kosher, so Karev as well should also be kosher for Yisurim. Now, a similar kasha is asked by the Pnei Yeshua on Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis, Rashi over there on the Mishnah, which says, Ha'imra b'ni zemamzer einei nemon, Rashi explains, einei nemon de karvu etzliv einei kosher lahoyed alov. And the Pnei Yeshua asks, this is a din iser, why should a karv be possible for edus? But Akapan Rabbi Chanan, the Kaivitz Arts over there, he says a chiddush, the truth is really, even the Gabi Yisurim, the din is that a karv is possible for edus, just b'derech klal is not negeya. For example, if someone is made about a certain piece of meat, whether it's kosher or not, so he has nemonos, if there the psul kurva is not shayach b'chlal, the din that he's made on, that this meat is kosher, is negay equally to everyone, so it's not shayach the concept of kurva. And Mechonin adds that even as far as the din, that a nida is nemenes al atzma, a woman has nemonos to say whether she's a nida or not, Mechonin says there also it's eidecha nemen b'yisurim, she's nemenes even on herself, and there is no concept of kurva over there, because this iser, to be boil her while she's a nida, is equal to everyone. There's not one specific person who's the Baal Dover over here in this case. However, Rabbi Chanan says, there is one exception to this. If there's a question about a certain person, whether he's a Kohen Kosher or not, there he himself is the Baal Dover. It's negay only to him, whether he can eat Chuma, whether he can be Noises Kapayim, or do Avoid in the Beis HaMikdosh. Over there he is considered a Baal Dover, and therefore a Karev would not be Neman to be made on this Hechsher Kahuna. This is the Chiddush of Rabbi Chanan, and this will be the Pshat in the Ramban and Ksubis, which we said, as well as the Rashi in the Afayin Ches Amid Beis. To summarize, we have three mahalchim in the sugyo. How does sugyo fit with the sugyo in Ksubis Daf Chafei? Sugyo is mavur that you have to come onto an emunus of krucha machareo, and the Gemara Ksubis is mavur that the sheet of Rebbe is that a father is neman to say that my son is a kohen kosher. One mahalch to say is that Rebbe is a tan who he could argue on our Mishnah, as we said, Rashi could be maskim to this mahalach. The second mahalch of Rebbeinu Tam, and according to Taisa Rashi, this is really explanation of the first mahalach, is that this question is telling in the shayla of Maila Mitruma Liyuchsin. Sheet of Rebbe Ksubis is that in Ma'il Mitrum al Yuchsin, therefore he has Nemonis Dafkul in Yuchsin, not in Yuchsin. Asugi holds that we cannot give him this Nemonis, because once he's Nemon Legabit Chuma, then this Nemonis will also be used for Yuchsin. Therefore you have to come on to the Chazaka of Krucha Machareha. That Chazaka does have a Kayach to work for all Dine Kahuna, for Achilas Chuma, for Nesinas Kapayim, Lasia Yisha. And when it says Yuchsin, it means something else, it means to give a Chiv Skila if he's Baal Limoy. The third Malach was the Sheet of the Ramban, then Asugi does no Nemonis of the father because he does not have a migu, since even with Adam we know that this is his son and therefore he's possible for edus. The sugya in Ksubis says we didn't know that this is his son, therefore he does have a migu, and he's neman l'achila b'truma, even though there is no chazaka of krucha machareha. Now continue on, the Gemara brought the din of Reb Chiya Baraba Omer of Yechanon, that malkan al chazokais and soiklin v'soifin al chazokais. The examples the Gemara gave are that if it's hochsuga nido b'shchein yiseha, baila loika lea mishum nido. And in the case of Ish v'Isha, Tinoik v'Tinoikes, Shekdilu b'Seich HaBayis, so over there the din is Niskon Zelzeh v'Nisrofen Zelzeh. If the father and daughter live together, they're Chayiv Srifa, and if the mother and the son live together, they're Chayiv Skila. So even though in these cases we don't have Edom who know for sure that these are their children, we're Semuch on the Chazaka, even to give malchus for a sreifa. Now the Ram brings these halachas in Perik Aleph Hilchos Surah Biyah Halacha Chaf. Over there he brings his own raya, an interesting raya, that this din that you could give an einish even based on a chazaka. He starts out by saying, Mi shehuchzik b'she'er basar, one who is assumed to be relative based on a chazaka, done by alpi chazaka, af b'she'ein sham raya brura shezeh kariv, umalkin v'soifin v'soiklin v'chinkin ha'chazaka zu. Keitza rei shehuchzik shezu achoysay, oi bitay, oi imay, uba leha b'edim ha'reze loike, oi nisraf, oi niskal, va'af b'she'ein sham raya brura shezu ha'choysay, oi imay, oi bitay, elo b'chazaka bovad. He then goes and he brings the case that the Gemara brings, Ma'isa b'isha achas shabosu shalayim v'tinek murkav al-kseifo. B'hemshuch the Ram says, v'ray lo din zeh, the Ram brings his own right to this din, that he can give an einish based on a chazaka, ma'shadona toyer b'mekal oviv, u'make oviv, shayumos, u'minayin lona raya brua shezeh oviv, elo b'chazaka, kach shar kreifim b'chazaka. The Ramam proves that the din of mekal oviv or make oviv, where the son gets a chiv miso, even though we don't have a raya brua that this is his father, but derech chal, it's not shaykh to know 100% from a raya brura that the son was born from this father, so we could rely on a chazaka. If it's accepted by everyone, this is the way it is, that this is really his father, that's enough to give a chiyuv misa for makkah or mekalal. So too the Rambam says, shaykh kreifim as well, then also, we could even give an einish based on a chazaka. And the Magmishtan that Rambam brings, that this is really mefurish in the Yushalmi, the Yushalmi's mevur, that the raya, that one could be samech on chazaka for a chiyuv misa, is from this din of makkah oviv or mekalal oviv. And there is, however, a kashu which the Beis Shmuel asks in Evan Ezra Simon Yutes Sifkot and Aleph. He asks from a Gemara in Chul and Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara there is looking for a makar to the concept of roiv. How do we know that minatir we can rely on roiv to paskin a din? The Gemara tries to bring a makar from different psukim. Eventually, the Gemara brings this pasuk of Makav and Makal Oviv, and the Gemara asks, how can we give a chi of misa? How do we know for sure this is really the son's father? It must be based on a roiv. The roiv bilos hoylach achar habal. Therefore, when a woman becomes pregnant, we could assume that she became pregnant from her husband, even though it is possible that she was mezana and she became pregnant from someone else, but there's a rave saying now like that, the rave tells us that the child is from her husband. So from here, the Gemara wants to prove that we go bust the rave min ha-Torah, otherwise we would not be able to give an einish for Mekal Aviv or Makkah Aviv. And Beis Shmuel asks, how could the Rambam bring a rave from that din in the Torah that we go bust her chazaka? The Gemara in Chulin is avur that it's not because of a chazaka, rather it's because of a rave. Over there you have rave bilei tzaluch achar abal. So you don't have to rely on the chazaka that everyone assumed that this is really the son's father. But since we know who the child's mother is, that's shaykh to know 100%, so someone could have been there at the time of the birth. We also know that this woman who gave birth was married to a certain man, so Rav Yehuda Tzadok Achar Baal, that tells us that he was the father of this child. If so, how could the Rambam bring a raya to this concept of chazaka from Makkah Oviv and Mekal Loviv? It's not based on chazaka, it's based on a raiv. So in the Sefer Divrei Yecheskel and Simon Chof Aleph and Hago over there, he brings this kash and he answers, the truth is you really need both the roiv and the chazaka. You need the roiv to tell us that when the mother gives birth, the father of this child who was just born is the husband of the woman. That's based on roiv bilei tzaluch achar abal, so at the time of birth we know who the father is. However, the Divrei Yecheskel explains, that's only at that moment. But a number of years later, when he's mekal aviv or makkah aviv, how do we know for sure that this is that same child? Maybe he was switched. This has to be based on the chazaka. And if that's the pshat in the Rambam, even though the Gemara proves Rav from this din of Makav and Makal Aviv, we could also prove Chazaka, because the Rav only told us at the time of the birth who was the father of this child, but at a later point, to know for sure that this is a father and a son, for that you have to come on to Chazaka. Now as far as this Iker din of Arsugya, Malkan al-Chazakais, Soiklin v'Soifin al-Chazakais, the Shev Shmaitza explains the aside of this din, and this is also in the Gea to Rav, that which we mentioned before, the Gemara in Chulin proves the din of Rav, from that which we could give a chi of misa to Mekal Oviv or Makke Oviv, even though we don't have edus that this is a son and a father. So the Shmaitza explains, this is in Shmaitza Dawa Periches, he says, both by Reif and Chazaka, the way it works is based on a principle which the Rambam speaks about in Hilchas Sanhedrin. This is in Perek Tezayin Aloch Avov, the Rambam says, Yisoid, Ein Tzarech Shnei Edim L'Malkus El B'Shas Maisa, Aval Ha'yisr Atzmei Be'id Echod Yuchzak. Ketzad, for example, the Rambam says, Omar Eid Echod Chelev Klo Yisuze. If there's a certain piece of meat, we're not sure what it is exactly, and the Eid Echod comes and tells us that this is Chelev, which is also to eat, or Klaya Karim Him Peris Elu, these fruit came from Klaya Karim, or Grusha Izoina Ishazu, this woman is a Grusha or a Zoina, therefore she's also to a Kayin. In all these cases, the Rambam says, if afterwards a person either ate the Chelev or the Klaya Karim, or a Kayin was boiled on this Zoina or Grusha, then it is that he gets Malkus Af Bisha Ikar Isser Be Eid Echod. Even though the Edom were there at the time of the Achila or at the time of the Bia, they didn't know about the Yisr itself, whether this really was chaylev or this really was a grusha or a zayna. They only know about the maisa being done now. Still, the Rambam says we could give malchus based on this principle. Ha'isur asmei be'ed echad yuchzak. And the side of this is, since an eid echad has nemanis l'gabek dine isur, so he doesn't have nemanis to tell us that this is chaylev or that this is a grusha or a zayna. So even though later on this will be negei achi of malchus, all we need is that there are two eidim at the time of the maisa avera. Even though they themselves do not know that this is a davar aser, since we already know from an eid echad, and eid echad had nemanis at that time to tell us about this iser, so we could use that nemanis later on, even if it's negei achi of malchus. And the Shev Shmaitzer says this is the site of our sugya as well. He says surely as far as chi of misa, or even as far as chi of malchus is concerned, we need two eidim to give these einshim. We don't rely on roivs or chazakas. Now, which we find that you can rely on a roiv, like in the case we mentioned before, the Gemara in Chulin by Maka Aviv and Makala Aviv, you have to come onto roiv bilei tzayil chachar abal, or in our case, you have to come onto a chazaka, hochsik anida b'shchein nisea, or the chazaka of kruchem achrea. The pshat is because here the roiv and the chazaka are not being used directly on the chi of misa or the chi of malchus, rather they're coming to establish the iser. The roiv of roiv bilei tzayil chachar abal is coming to tell us that we have to treat this as a son, and it's also for him to either hit or to curse his father. And even though this may have ramifications later on, if he's Mikal or Maka Aviv in front of two Eidim with Asra, then he'll get a Chi of Misa. Here we can use this Klav of the Rambam, that the Isser Asmei Be'id Echad Yuchzuk, the one Eid is enough to establish the Isser. The same thing in Ersugyo, Be'krucha Machreo, that's enough of a Chazaka to establish the Isser. And if afterwards the son lives with his mother in front of Eidim and has Asra, he'll be Mechui of Misa. So this is how the Shmaitzer explains Ersugyo. He says both by Chazaka and by Rav, this is the way it works. The Chazaka or the Rav could establish the Isser, and then eventually he could get an Einish on it as well. Nice, this is not so pashut, because Reb Krager in this Truvis, in Madur Kamba in the end of Simen Kuv Zayin, and this is brought in the Franco Rambam at the bottom of that Rambam, in Perek Zayin Hilchos Sanhedrin, Reb Krager has it sad to say that this whole klal of the Rambam, that Isser Be'ed Echad Yuchzak, is only truly in Chiv Malkus and not in Chiv Misa. According to the Shmaitzer, the way he learns Ersugyo, it's mefurish that the same klal applies both by Misa and by Malkus. It would seem that Reb Krager is learning different than the Shmaitzer, and he's learning that the Yisayit of Ersugyo, the Malkan al Chazakos and Seiklin Vesoifin al Chazakos, that's not related to the Klav of the Rambam Perek Tezayin Hochos Sanhedrin, that Isser Atzmei Be'idech Od Yuchzak. Now, continue on, the Gemara brings that even though Rabbi Yochanan holds Malkan al Chazakos and Seiklin Vesoifin al Chazakos, nevertheless he also says, Ein Sarfin Truma al Chazakos. The case the Gemara brings later is a case of Tinek Shnimtze Bitzadi Isa, which we'll see in a moment, but the Rishash over here says, the Gemara does not mean to suggest that being Sarif Truma is more chomer than being Seiklin Vesoifin. Right, what the Gemara means to say is that there are certain types of chazaka you said help even for skilo or sreifa, like the chazaka of tinek korach achareya. But there are other types of chazaka, like the chazaka of tinek b'tzad isa, that chazaka beichon hold is not strong enough even to be sorry for satruma. Now, what is this case of tinek shenimtzim b'tzad isa ubatzik b'yaday? As you'll see, there are a few mahalchim and yishanim. What exactly is the case over here, and what's the suffix? So Rashi over here explains in Dibur Maschol ubatzik b'yaday. He says b'yadua shenot al mina isa. Since the tinnik is holding a piece of batik, there's no suffix over here. He definitely got it from the isa, meaning he definitely touched the isa. So what is the suffix? The suffix is whether he's tamei or not. So the Gemara explains, Reif tinnik is metapchin. Rashi explains it means to say that they're metapich ba'ashba, meaning there's a reif which says that he became tamei from the shrotzim in the ashba. And this Gemara says that even though there's a reif, connected that there's a chazaka, the cheskas taira of the isa, and that is machagas between Rameir and the chachamim, Rameir says, smoich miyutu lechazaka. I mean, even though there's a rave that he's Tamei, there's still Tzad Miut that he's not Tamei. And together with that, we have the Cheskas Taira of the Isa. Smoich Miutul Chazaka of Yisrael Ruba. The Rabban, however, hold Miuta Kemanda Lesadami, Nefer Ruba V'Chazaka Ruba Adif. And Rashi explains further that this Machaikis is telling in another Machaikis between Rameir and the Chachamim, if Cheshina Lemiuta. The Shita of Rameir all over Shas is Cheshina Lemiuta. We don't say that the Tzad Miut is in this battle. And therefore, once we have a Chazaka over here, it could be in starf together with the Chazaka, and that's stronger than the rave. And the Chacham hold loy cheshin l'miyuta. Therefore, the Tzan Miut is command the less adami, so all you left is with a rave against the Chazaka, and the din is Ruba Chazaka, Ruba Adif. Now, Tosfos argues on Rashi about the actual case of the Mishnah. He says, if you learn like Rashi, that since the Tinek is holding a piece of the Batik, we assume that he touched the Isa, so why do we have to talk about a case of Tinek Shinimta Batad Isa? Just talk about a case where there was a Tinek which we saw him touch the Isa. According to Rashi, the whole suffix is about the Tinek, whether he's Tamei or not, so we could have also spoken about a case where we saw him touch the Isa. Secondly, he asks from a Tosefta, which is before, that there's a different reason why Tinek is Tamei, not because he's Mitapeach Ba'ashba, rather because Noshim Nida is Megapapaisu Menashka Yisaisa, the Tinek becomes Tamei from a Nida. And therefore, Taisus explains when it says Reif Tinoikos Metapchos, it doesn't mean like Rashi Metapchos Ba'ashba, because that's not how he became Tomei. He became Tomei from a Nida. Metapchos means that we could assume Reif Tinoikos touched the Isa if there was an Isa there and he's holding a piece of it. We could be Samech on a Reif that he probably touched the Isa. However, Taisus says it's not a Vaday because there is a possibility that someone came along, even though this person is not here now. Maybe there was someone here in between and he took a piece of the Isa and gave it to the Tinoik. In other words, according to the Shita of Taisus, the Suffolk is not about the Tinoik. He definitely is Tamei. The suffix is whether he touched the Isa. And this Gemara says, according to Rameir, Smeich Meyuta L'Chazaka, meaning the Tzad Miyat, that someone handed a piece of Basik to the Tinoik. When Mitzarev that together with the Cheskas Tyre on the Isa, Nefer is Mitzar. Mashenkin, according to the Shid of the Chachamim, Meyuta commanded less Adami, Nefer left with the Rav and the Chazaka, Ruv and Chazaka, Ruva Adif. Now, before we go further into this Machekis Rashi and Taisvis, it comes out that both according to Rashi and according to Taisvis, according to the Shid of the Chachamim, who are Metame, Mepe Shadaka, Shotinik, Lutapeach, and where explains that Rabbi Yochanan holds, in this case, this is not of a chazaka to be surface at Shuma, and where I was contrasting this with the chazakas earlier, when Rabbi Yochanan said Malkan al chazakais and Seiklin v'sarfin al chazakais, l'chur, this chazaka over here by Tinoik b'tzad ha'isa is not really a chazaka, l'chur, it's really a roiv. So the Yadam over here explains that even though it's actually based on a roiv, according to Rashi, roiv Tinoikais mitapchais ba'ashba, according to Taisus, roiv Tinoikais mitapchais ba'isa, but still this is called a chazaka. Chazaka means something which is the pashtus, the assumption. Well, here the assumption is that children play in the ashbois, and the children will be metapeach be'isa if there's an isa next to them. Therefore, we refer to this as a chazaka, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan meant, that ain't sofen truma ala chazakais. Now, to get back to the ikur machoikis between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, the Ritva over here asks Akasha and Rashi, and this negates to the Ritva we spoke about previously on Daf Ayin Tes. He asks Akasha that according to the Rashi, the whole suffix over here is not whether the child touched the isa or not. He definitely did touch. The question is whether the child is Tamei or not. He asks, if so, how could we use the Cheskas Taira on the Isa if the Suffolk is not about the Isa? You say the Suffolk is about the Tinik and he does not have a Cheskas Taira. And if there was a child, whether he touched the Isa or he did not touch, then for that we could use the Cheskas Taira of the Isa. But once we know that he touched, so the whole Shaila is about the Tinik, there's no separate Shaila about the Isa. The din of the Isa is a direct result of the din of the child, and therefore we should not be able to use any Chazakos on the Isa. The Ritva himself compares this to that which we saw earlier in Daf Ayin Tes. Over there he asks the Kasha about the mikvah, Shinimna v'nimtza chaser. The Gemara takes into account the chazak of the mikvah, and the chazak on the person who was tovel in the mikvah. And he asks, why don't we also take into account the tyrus which the person touched? As we saw the Mishnah over there says, Kol tyrus shenasu agab of the mafreya, b'im mishus yachar, b'im mishus ram, t'meyos. If the person who was tovel in the mikvah afterwards he touched tyrus, so we can remember those tyrus. And the Ritva asks, why don't we take into account the cheskas tyra of those tyrus? And from there he proved that since the Yisrael Suffolk is not in the Tyrus, since there's no Suffolk if the person touched the Tyrus, he definitely did touch. The question is whether his tefillah was a good tefillah and he was tar, or the tefillah was not good and he's Tomei, therefore we cannot use the Cheskas Tyra of the Tyrus. If so, the Ritva asks, here as well, the way Rashi learns in the Gemara, that the Tinik definitely did touch the Isa, the question is whether the Tinik was Tomei or not, how could we use the Cheskas Tyra of the Isa? And from here he proves, like the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that there's no Suffolk about the Tinik, he definitely is Tomei. The suffix is whether he touched the Isa or someone else handed the piece of batik to the Tinoik. The Rabban Chulin Daf Pei Vav Amar Alef asks his kasha as well in the Shita of Rashi. These Rishonim hold that in order for a chazaka to work, it has to be in the Sheresh HaSafik, and over here it's not in the Sheresh HaSafik. Rabbanan Kayvet Shurim Chelik Beis, Simon Beis Oiz Zayin, he discusses this and he explains the Svara, why would it be that a chazaka of the Isa should not help? He says, since it's not going to be Pesha the Iker Safik. In other words, we're not going to be able to use the chazaka of the Isa to paskin on the child that he's not Tamei. All it can possibly do is help paskin on the Isa that it's not Tamei. Therefore, since the Sheresh HaSafik is on the Tinoik, the din of the Isa is a result of the din of the Tinoik, and since the chazaka cannot tell us anything about the Tinoik, therefore we don't use the chazaka of the Isa b'chlal, even on the Isa itself. So this is the sheet of the other Yishayinim. Rashi would argue on this. Rashi would hold that you can't use the chazaka on the Isa, even though the Sheresh HaSafik is on the Tinoik. And the Chazaka is not telling us anything about the Tinoik. Still, as far as the Psak of the Isa, on that we can't use the Chazaka to be Matar the Isa. And in Sefer Ha'aretz from Rabbi Yashiv, he points out that there are certain dinim which we have to know what is the status of the Tinoik himself. According to other Shem, this is not Negeya, because there is no Suffolk on the Tinoik. He definitely is Tamei. According to Rashi, there is a Suffolk on the Tinoik. However, the Chazaka that we're using only helps for the Isa and not for the Tinoik. Therefore, we consider that he's Tamei. Therefore, Rabbi Yashiv says it would be also for us to feed him Truma if he's a Kain, or for us to be soch b'shemen truma, to anoint him with shemen of truma, since we have to treat him as a tamei, even though things which he touches will remain tar. So what would come out is that even though there's machaikis between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, According to Rashi, the tinnik is only a sofik tamei. According to Rabbeinu Tam, he's vadei tamei. But even according to Rashi, that he's sofik tamei. The Arush Shemir says, smoich miyuta lechazaka, we could be mitair. That's the only tairas which he touched, which have a cheskas taira. But as far as the way we treat the tinnik himself, he does not have a cheskas taira. We'll have to consider him tamei, and we'll not be able to give him truma to eat. As far as the kasha Dushanim ask from the case of mikvah shenimna v'nimtza chaser, why is it when this person who's tovel in the mikvah, when he touches afterwards tairas, why don't we use the cheskas taira? Rashi will have to answer that kasha differently. As far as the sheet of Vermeer over here, he says, smoich miyuta lechazaka v'isri l'ruba, and therefore in this case, the Isa is tar. We'll just mention briefly Taisis and Dimaschal smoich miyuta lechazaka. He quotes the Gemara Nivamas Daf Kuf Yotesa Min Aleph. The Gemara there also brings the sheet of Vermeer, the smoich miyuta lechazaka. However, over there it's mevur, when you have smoich miyuta lechazaka, it makes it into an equal suffix. In other words, the miyut together with the chazaka cancel out the roiv. And since it's an equal suffix by Dine Isser, you have to go to Chumrah when it's a suffix deraisa. And the question that Teza asks is, why in our case, Ramir says we could be Matar the Isa, why don't we treat it as a suffix? If it's a suffix, then it should be that a suffix Tomei Bashus Yachid is Fake Tomei. And even though it's Aimbo Das Lishol, as the Gemara says, Behemshech, still the Chacham was so Kamisha Yeshba Das Lishol. And if so, in this case, then it should be that if it's Bashus Yachid, it should be Tomei Mi Suffix. This is the Kasha of Taisvis. Taisvis speaks about this need in other places as well. And Yivamas Daf Kuf Yutasam Adbeiz, and Chulun Daf Pei Vavam Adbeiz. Taisvis by us is Machag between different types of Rav. When there's a Rav Gomer, then the din is that the Mia together with the Chazaka are not stronger than the Rav, rather they're equal to the Rav. Hashenkin, if the Rav is a weak Rav, like in our case, Taisvis says, then the Mia together with the Chazaka are stronger than the Rav, and therefore even Bashas Yachad, then will be that Sveikoi Tahar. Al-Kupanam, we have to just keep this in mind. There are Taisvis in different places who speak about this Sheet of Rameir. When do we say Smeich Mutal Chazaka makes it that it's equal to the Rav, and now it's Kepalga Upalga, and when do we say that Smeich Mutal Chazaka are stronger than the Rav? Taisus and other places give different truths to this Kasha. The Ramban and Yivamas Daf Kuf Yotesam Beis also gives a teretz to this Kasha. He's Mechayek between Dine Isser and Dine Tumma. By Isser we say that it's Kepalga Upalga and you have to be Machmer Misafik. But as far as Dine Tumma are concerned, when there's a Smeich Mutal Chazaka, then already the din is that we could go to Kula and we could be Matar. Akupam, this is a major need in the Rishonim. We won't get into this part of the sugya right now. Now, the Gemara over here continues, and the Gemara says that even though Rabbi Yochanan holds that in that case of Tinek Shnimtza B'tzad Isa, where the Chacham holds the din is that the Isa is Tamei, so Rabbi Yochanan says, Ein zu chazaka shesorfin olea truma, we don't burn this truma, rather the din is toilin. Still, the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says that in the case of Isa, B'teich HaBayis, U'shvatzim U'tzvardim B'taplam Sham, V'nimtzu Chatichos B'Isa, then the Braisa is, Imreiv Shrasim Tmeya, Imreiv Tvardim Tahira, and the Gemara says that in that case, Rebbechon would be maskim that we could burn the Isa. And the question is, what is the difference between that case and the case of Tinok Shnimta Betada Isa? So Rashi answers this Kasha, Dibur Maskel Imreiv Shrasim. He explains that in that case, it's a Ruba de Isa Kamon. We know that the Chatichis came either from the Tvardim or from the Shrasim, which are Bifoneinu, and we know that there's a Rave of Shrasim, that's a Ruba de Isa Kamon. Over there, Rebbechon holds you can't burn it. Hashenkin, in the case of Rav Tinoikos Mutapchim, that's a Ruba de Lesser Kamon. Over there, Bechon holds that's not enough of a Chazaka to be sorry for such Shuma. The Rabban, however, he explains differently, and he says, since in this case we found the Chaticha which definitely touched the Isa, the question is if this Chaticha came from a Sheretz or from a Tzvardea, here we cannot take into account Bechlau, the Chazaka of the Isa. Therefore, Bechon holds in that case we could even be sorry for such Shuma. In the case of Tinek Shenimtza B'tzad Isa, where it's not definite that the Tinek touched the Isa, over there, we can factor in the Cheskas Tyre of the Isa, so even though the Chacham hold that it's the Rave against the Chazaka, and therefore we are Matam because Ruba is Adif, but still we do take into account the Chazaka. That's the reason why Rabbi Yochanan holds we cannot be sorry for such Shuma. The Rito over here writes this as well, and he says that Rashi is the Lishitasai. As we explained earlier, Rashi learns the Sugya that Tinek Shinimta B'tad Isa, he definitely did touch the Isa, yet still the din is according to Rabbi Yochanan, in that case, we cannot be sorry for such Shuma. If so, we cannot differentiate the way the Rishonim are. To say that in this case, where the Chaticha is around the Isa, there it definitely did touch. Over there, Rabbi Yochanan is masculine that we could be sorry for the Isa. Rashi therefore had to say a different chilik, that there's a difference between a Ruba de Lesa Kamon and a Ruba de Isa Kamon. Now, before we continue on, we'll just mention one more point over here. We saw Rashi explains the Machaikas Remeir and the Chachamim by Tinek Shnimtza B'tzad Isa. They argue the Shitasam, the Shita of Remeir, and Nida Daf Lamed Beis is that Chayshina Lemiyuta, the Din of Remeir over there is that if there's a situation of Yibum, and either the Yavam is a Katan or the Yavam is a Ketana, we did not allow them to do Yibam. And Rameir explains because Chayshin and Lemiyuta, Rechayshin will turn out in the end that the Katan is a Sris, or the Ketana is an Islandess, and therefore there is no Mitzvah Yibam Bechlal, and it will turn out that they're being over the Isser Erva of Eishas Ach, Shloi B'Mokim Mitzvah. The Chacham, however, hold that you can do Yibum, because we go by Sarayv, Rav Ketanim are not Sarisim, and Rav Ketanis are not Eilanis. Akvam Mesug over there gets into this Nidoin about the Shita of Rameir, the Chayshin on the Miyuta. Rashi over here says that Rameir is Lashitasa, since he's Chayshish for the Miyut, in this case we could be Mitzarif the Miyut to the Chazaka to go against the Rav. Hashenkin, according to the Shita of Chacham, that Miyuta commanded less Sadomi, so therefore Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Adif. Now the truth is this is Mefurish in the Gemara in Chulun Daf Peivava Meralif. The Gemara over there also brings this machlokes between Rameir and the Chachamim by Tinek Shnimtza B'tzad Isa. And the other Gemara says Mefurish that since Rameir is Chayshish L'Miyuta, that's the reason why he holds Smeich Miyuta L'Chazaka V'Israel L'Ruba. Now there's a kasha here which Rabbi Chanan brings in the Kaibis Ha'aris and Simon Samach Vav Sif Katan Yud. He asks, there's a Taisis in Chulun Daf Yibbez Amraf Dibur Masal Pesach, which says that the Shita of Rameir, that Chayshin L'Miyuta, that's only a Din Darabonon and not Midai Raisa. The sugya over there is coming to bring a makar to the Indian of Roiv, where we find in the Torah that we could be semach on a Roiv. And the Gemara on Daf Yiral from Beis brings a makar, why are we not cheshed every animal which we shech? Maybe it's a trefa. There are certain types of trefas that we cannot possibly check for. Now, currently, we have to be semach on Roiv. The Gemara says, what about if you hold the sheet of Rameir, who's cheshin on the Miyuta? Are we going to say that it's not shaykh to eat meat because you cannot be semach on Roiv? And the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, v'chitei mahochanami, maybe ain't a chanami according to the sheet of Rameir, one cannot eat meat. So the Gemara asks, Pesach v'kotchim ma'ikol meimar, is a mitzvah's essay to eat from the carbon Pesach and to eat the basar of other carbonis. So according to Rameir, how are you going to possibly eat it? Al karech, you have to be semech on the roiv. Now Tosef there asks, how could the Gemara say that maybe according to Rameir, ain't a chanami, one can never eat meat? We know that the pasuk is matar basar taiva. One is allowed to eat meat, even if it's not a carbon. So how could the Gemara say b'das Rameir that maybe ain't a chanami, one cannot eat meat? The Gemara's only bother what's going to be by Pesach v'kotchim. So from here, Tosis proves that the sheet of Rameir, the Chayshin L'Miyuta, is not Minar Teira, it's only Midar Bonar. And therefore, the Gemara means to ask, the Mishlam Abasar Taiva, maybe in Echanami Midar Bonar, one has to be Machmer and not eat meat. However, when there's a mitzvah's essay, like by Pesach V'Kotchim, over there, one cannot be Machmer, one should have to eat the meat. Rakupanam, this is the sheet of Tosis over there in Chulun Daf Yud Beis, that the sheet of Rameir, Chayshin L'Miyuta, is only Din Dar Bonar, not Minar Teira. And Rabbi Chanan brings a kasha b'shem the Beis Halevi from Er Sugya. Because here Rameir says, Smeich Miyuta L'Chazaka. As Rashi explained, since Rameir holds Chashin L'Miyuta, we can take the meat into account, and together with the Chazaka, Rameir holds that the Isa is Tar. This is already a Din Dairaisa. We could even be Mekel and treat the Isa as its Tar. And the Kashi is according to Taisis, the whole Din of Rameir, Chashin L'Miyuta, is only Din Darbana, not Dairaisa. How can we use it over here to say Smeich Miyuta L'Chazaka? So Rabbi Chanan explains that even though the Shita of Taisis is that Rameir is Chashin L'Miyuta only Midarbanan, however, the Yaseid HaDavar, that the meat is command the Isa. In other words, we don't say that it's command the lesser, that it's bottle, as if there is no such tzad bechlal. Rather, the meat is command the isa. That's already a concept midei reisa. So even though midei reisa we do go buster in the roiv, we don't have to be choshish for the meat. But it's not the pshat that the meat is not here bechlal. That's why midei rabban there is a din to be choshish for the meat. The shita of the chachamim is a meat or command the lesser dummy. Midei reisa we look at it if there is no such tzad, and for even midei rabban they didn't say that we should be choshish for the meat. Rameir, who says that the Rabbanon were Chayshish for the Miyut, the Pshat is because Midei Reisa, that Tzad is not in his battle. And that's what it means over here is Lashitasoy, since Rameir holds that the Tzad Miyut is not in his battle, then when we have a Chazaka that it could go along with, so Smech Miyut al Chazaka of Israel Aruba. Hashenkin, according to the Rabbanon, that the Tzad Miyut is command the less Adami, so even when there is a Chazaka, but there is no Miyut Bechlau to be Mitzarif to the Chazaka, therefore you'll go bust to the Raiv. Now continue on to Amud Beis, and we'll begin Bezer Hashem, the Sugya of Yichud. The first child to discuss is whether the Isser Yichud is an Isser Midereisa or Midarabanon. So the Lashon of the Gemara by us is, Rem is Liyichud Minatari Minayin, and the Gemara brings a pasuk, Ki Yisischa Achicha Ben Imecha. The Lashon of the Gemara is that it's a Rem is Minatari. However, the Lashon of the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chafal from El Beis is more Mefurish that it's a Din Dereisa. The Gemara over there is discussing the Maisa with Amnon and Tamar, and the Gemara over there says, Ba'isa Shah Gozru Ala Yichud V'Ala Pnuya. Originally the Gemara understood this as two different things, Yichud and Pnuya. And that Gemara asks, Yichud Dereisahi. And the Gemara quotes this pasuk, Remez Yichud Minatayo, Ki Yasischa Achicha Ben Imecha. And because of that kash, the Gemara says, Akarach of the Pshat is, Gozer al Yichud Dipnuya, the Eker Isser Yichud Bain Erva, that's Midereisa, but at that point there goes on Yichud Dipnuya. The Gemara for Dezer Daflam Advov and Medbeis as well. The Gemara there is discussing the Xeris of Talmidei Beishami and Talmidei Beis Hillel. And the Gemara says, one of the things there goes was an Isser Yichud on a Nachris. And the Gemara there says, Mefurish, Yichud Bas Isra Dereisahi. This is the sheet of Kamat Ol Rishonim, Rashi and Tosis and Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph say like this as well, that the Isser Yichud is Dereisa. The Rambam, however, is the only one who's not so clear. He paskens in Perichov Beis, Hochas Esurbi Halacha Beis, Isser Yichud HaRayis Mipia Kabbalah. Ram calls it Mipia Kabbalah, and the Neisa can discuss what exactly he means. And most of Farshman understand that Ram does not mean to say that it's the Rabbanon, he means it's the Raisa. However, the Ram's Shita is, anything which is not Mefurish in the Pasuk is called Divrei Kabbalah. But Rakapanu, Kamat all Rishayim say like this Mefurish, that the Isser Yichud is the Raisa. However, the question still is, which type of woman are included in this Isser Deraisa? So any woman who's an Erva, either an Eshes Ish or a Kurva, that's for sure included in this Isser Deraisa. A Nida is completely also an Isser Deraisa, and therefore Pnuyos, which Bezmanazar are all Nidos, also have an Isser Yichud in Atayra. This is the Rivash has Mefurish and Simon Tov Chav Hei. There are, however, Achayim who want to suggest that the Isser Nida is a different category, it's not in the Parsha of Arayis. This gets involved in another shaila which the Darkei Tshuva discusses in Yerdei Simin Kufnun Zayin Tzivkot and Vav, where there's a din Yarek Val Yavar by Isser Nida, and in the Tshuva's Titzel Yezer Chelik Vav Simin Mem, he wants to suggest that according to the Tzad, that Nida is not Nechlal in the Parsha of Arayis, it's a separate category of Isser, so it could be the Isser Yichud would not be a Deraisa by a Nida. Now by a Pnui who's not a Nida, that as we saw, that's part of the Gzeira of David. David was Gezer by the Mice of Amram and Tamar on the Isser Yichud of a Pnuya. And as far as the Goy, that's the Gemara of Adazar, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, which says that Talmid Shamayin Hill, they were Gezer on the Isser Yichud of a Nachris. Now one shaila that does remain is, what is the din if one person is Nisyachid with Shtei Noshim? That Mishnah over here tells us, L'Yisyachid Adamar M'Shtei Noshim, Aval Isha Achas M'Sechedas M'Shtei Anoshim. And the Gemara explains, my time, what is the Chilik? The Gemara says, Tanad Be'el Yo, Hoyl V'Noshim Daitan Kalas Aleihem. Because Noshim Daitan Kalas, that's the reason why it's Osir for one Ish to be Misyachid M'Shtei Noshim. Now the shaila is this Isser Yichud in the ratio of the Mishnah, Ish Achadim Shtei Noshim, is that also Osir Min HaTorah? So the Chochmas Adam in Klal Kuf Chavov, in the Binas Adam Ois Tazayin, he says that the Isser Yichud Min HaTorah is only one man with one woman. Since the Makar of the Isser Yichud is from the Pasuk Ben Imecha, from there we don't Ben Misyachadim Imo Yavashar Noshim Masurim, if so, it's talking about one man with one woman, so you only have a Makar to an Isser Yichud Min HaTorah when it's one man and one woman, not when it's one man and two women. Now the truth is, this is already discussed in the Tshuva of Rashba and Simon Tovkov Peizayin. Rashba quotes the Shoyal who wanted to be Mechadar Shechadin that the Isser Yichud Deraisa is only when it's one man and one woman, not if it's one man with two women. And he brings a Raya, because where's the Gemara Shoyal over here, my Taima? If it's an Isser Deraisa, the Gemara would not have asked my Taima, and the Gemara has to bring a Svar, Noshim Daitan Kalos. If it's also Midaraisa, it's Exeris Kosov, and we don't have to look for any reasons. And the Maisa, since the Rashba seems to agree to this, this is how the Pesach and Paschal Maisa. That the Isser Yichud Deraisa is only with one man and one woman, not if it's one man with two women. The Sfar of Noshim Daitan Kalos is not a Sfar Deraisa, it's a Sfar Derabanan. Now the Shoyal in that Rashba, he wanted to take this a step further and say that since the whole Isser Yichud, when there's two women, is only Midarabanan, not Midaraisa, so in a case where the Isser Yichud in the first place is only Midarabanan, for example, the Isser Yichud of a Pnuya, which in the first place is not Deraisa, is the Gzeira of David, so that should be Mutter if there are two Pnuyas. In other words, he wanted to say, Trade Derabanan Lo Yaminan. Lamaisa, on this point, the Rashba did argue. He says, once the Rabbanim were goyzer that Yichud is even by two women because Noshim Daitan Kalos, they were not machalik between an Isser Yichud, which in the first place is the Raisa, and an Isser Yichud of a Pnuya, which is in the first place only Midar Rabbanon. Now, to go back to the first din of the Mishnah, L'Yisyachir Adam M'Shtei Noshim, as Gemara explains Noshim Daitan Kalos, so first you'll see later on in Daf Pei Beza Medal if there's a machalikus between Rashi and Taisvis, is there an Isser Yichud even by three women? When it says two, is it Lav Dafka, even three is also included in the Isser? Or is it dafka, once already there's three, then already it's mutter. So Rashi over there, Dibra Maschel, Lo'yisyachid Manoshim, Rashi says, once there's three already, then it's mutter. He's coming to explain how the Mishnah says, Kol Shasokov Im Hanoshim, a person who has business, he always deals with women, so Lo'yisyachid Im Hanoshim, he should not be Misyachid Im Noshim. Rashi explains, what is the Mishnah coming to tell us? It's also for everyone to be Misyachid Im Noshim. So Rashi explains, it means to say, even if there's three or four, which by a regular person it would be mutter, that which we say Noshim Daitan Kalos is only if there's two. Once there's three, then for everyone it will be mutter. For a person who's Asokavim Noshim, then for him it will be also even if it's three or four. But Taisav then argues in Rashi, Taisav Dir Maschal Yisachid Im Noshim, he says it's always also for one man to be Yisachid with three or four women. According to Taisav's Aram Mishnah, Yisachid Odom Im Shtei Noshim, it's Lav Dafka, even more than that. According to Taisav, that which the Mishnah says in Daf Pei Beis, Kol Shasokavim Hanoshim, Lo Yisachid Im Hanoshim, means to say something else, that even if his own wife is with him, since he's Asakav Im Hanoshim, there still is an Isser Yichud, Hashem can't anyone else when his wife is with him, then he has no Isser. Now what exactly is the Sfar of Noshim Daitan Kalos? As we'll see, there seems to be a Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi over here, the first Rashi on the Mishnah explains, Why is one person also to be misyachin two noshim mipnei shadaitan kala ushteim noichos lehispatois v'loitirozu michaverto sh'afi tasek himoisa? Rashi explains the svar of daitan kalas means that it'll be easy for him to seduce both of them, so neither one will be scared of the other one because she knows that her friend will also be over the avera, and neither one will tell on their friend. Now the Ritva over here, he explains a little bit different. The Ritva in the Mishnah says shanoshim daitan kalas aleim u'mechapos zu al zu v'lei michsefi me'adodi. They won't be embarrassed of each other, and each one will cover up for the other one. The Ritva does not say that daitan kalas means that he'll be able to seduce both of them. The mashmaus of the Ritva is, even if he only is mifata one of them, still the other one, even though she herself did not do the avera, she's not going to tell on her friend. Now, the Gois of the Radal, later on in the Peyal from Meral, if the Marmas Choshani, he says that there's an afkamina between these two reasons, and that is in a case where one of the two women that he's with is Baila Ba'ir, her husband is in the city, so on her there is no Isser Yichud, and the question is there still an Isser Yichud for the other one? See, if you learn like the Shita of Rashi, the Noshim Daitan Kalas means that both of them will be Nispate, meaning the only reason that they won't tell on each other is because they themselves will be over the Avera, then in this case, where the one who has Baila Ba'ir, she's not going to be over the Avera, then her friend also will not have an Isser Yichud, because she's scared of the friend who's Baila Ba'ir, she might tell on her. However, if you all like the Shita of the Ritva, the Daitan Kalas means that one will be Mechaper for the other one, which Lechayim means even if only one of them will be over the Avera, the other one will not tell on her, then even in this case, where one of them will definitely not be over, on her there will be no Isser Yichud, because Baila Ba'ir, but on her friend there still will be an Isser Yichud, because the friend who's Baila Ba'ir will be Mechaper for her. Another nafkamina in these two tzadim would be as far as the Shir Yichud. We know that the Isser of Yichud has a Shir, it's only an Isser if they know that they'll be together, the amount of time where it's shayach them to be over the Avera. If they know that within that time period someone else will come in and disturb them, then there is no Isser Yichud. You want to say that Daf Dalet brings different Shirim, what is this man of Kedebiyah? As far as Halacha L'Maisa, in the Sefer Torah Yichud, it brings B'Shem Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, who gives a Shir of a minute and a half. Now, we should just stress, Derech Agav, when we talk about a Shir's man for the Isser of Yichud, this does not mean to say that if a person is misyachad with a woman and they go out of the Makom Yichud before this man is over, that they are not over any Yisser. Rather, what it means to say is if they know that someone will come in and the Yichud is not shaykh to extend beyond that Zman, then there is no Yisser. Rav Shlomo Zalman stresses this in his Haskama to the Sefer Dvar Halacha on Hilchos Yichud. He explains that any time a man and a woman are misyachad together, even for a few moments, since the basis of the whole Isser Yichud is that they'll have a taiva and they'll be over the Avera, so even if they expect it to be there for a short amount of time, the same taiva will cause them to stay longer and eventually be over the Avera. So again, when we talk about a Shir's man for the Isser of Yichud, it means like in an elevator, if they know that they're going to be in the elevator for a certain amount of time and after that the doors are going to open, over there the question is, what is this man of Yichud? Which less than that will not involve an Isser. But I'll compare him to get back to our Nidin, in a case where one person is being misyachad with two Noshim, what will be the shir for the Isser Yichud in that case? And the chayyah will be dependent on these two tzadim. If I like the shita of Rashi, the reason why it's also being misyachah with two nashim is because shneim daitim kalis liyispatois. Then the chayyah, the whole Isser would only be in a case where there's enough time for both of them to be over the Isser. If there's only time for one of them to be over the Isser, then they're not going to do it because they're afraid the other one will not be mechaper on her because the second one was not over the Isser. Mashenkin, if I like the shita of the Ritva, that each one is mechaper for the other one, regardless of whether both of them are over the Isser, and the Chayyah, even in a case where the amount of time does not allow for both of them to be over the Isser, still that would be a Shir for the Isser of Yichud. The Behemshach HaMishnah, the Girsa that we have is, Rav Shimon Eimer Af Ish Echer Misachrim Shtei Noshim Bizman Sheishtoi Imai. Now, Toys over here, in Dibur Maschor Rav Shimon, he asks that the Mashmois of this Girsa is that Rav Shimon argues on the Tanakhama only in a case where there are two women, and besides the two women, he also has Ishtoi Imai. In that case, Rav Shimon will be Matter. And Taisa's bar that would come out according to this. Firstly, the Tanakhama is not masking Bechal to the heter of Ishtei Imai. And secondly, even Rav Shimon who does hold of this heter, it's only if there are two other women besides his wife. And Taisa asks the kash on this from the Gemara of Vaydazar, Daf Chav Hei. The Gemara over there is referring to that which the Mishnah says on Daf Chav Beis, for like Tisyachad Isha Imayim, a Jewish woman should not be Nisyachad with a guy. And the Gemara asks on the bottom of Chav Hei Omer Aleph that this is true even with a Yid. It's also for a Jewish woman to be Nisyachad even with a Jewish man. That the Gemara answers, Be'ishta ima, the case is that the goy's wife is with him, so by a goy we say, Oive kacham ein ishtay misham rasay. Aval Yisrael ishtay misham rasay. By Yisrael, a wife watches him to make sure that he's not over the Isser, by a goy, his wife does not watch him. And Taisa says, the Gemara doesn't say that this is going dafka according to the sheet of Reb Shimon, Mashmoy says that even the chacham are mask him to this, and secondly, it also doesn't say that there are two women over there. Mashmoy says that even if there's only one Jewish woman, it will be mutter for her to be misyachid with the Yisrael who has Ishta Imai, only by a goy it's Aser. Because of these kashas, Taisa says you have to change the girsa And the proper girsa is, if Shimon Eimer af ish echer misachrim shtei nashim, if Shimon argues on the ratio of the Mishnah, and he holds it's even mutter for one man to be misachir with two women, and then the Mishnah continues, and this is going according to everyone, with match ishta ima yashin imaim bepundiki, mipnesh ishta imi shem rasai. This din is true even if there is only one woman. Everyone is maskim to this din of ishta imai, and it's true even by one woman. Now the girl over here, and that goyisa girl on the side, he brings the girsa of Tosfos. The Rif also had this girsa, and he asks that according to Tosfos, what is the lashon of the Mishnah of a yashin imaim bepundiki? If this is going only on one woman, it's not going back on the case of Ishacharim Shtei Nashim, why does he use the Lashon of Imahim, which is Lashon Rabim? And therefore the girl wants to learn not like Tosfos, he says this is a Hemshech of the words of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is the one who's Mechadesh this Heter of Ishta Imoy. However, it is true, even if there is only one woman, the Arush Rav Shimon spoke about a case of Ishacharim Shtei Nashim, that's because the Tanakhama spoke about that case. Therefore Rav Shimon did as well, but Enochami his Heter is true, even if there is only one woman. Now the Maisa of the Gain says it makes no difference whether you go like the Girsa of Tosfos, that this line of the Mishnah is L'kuli Amo, or if you go like his Girsa, that this line is Rav Shimon, because either way we pass him like Rav Shimon in this din. So either way we pass him that there is a Heter of Ishta Imai, and the din is true even if there is only one woman. And the right that the Gain brings that we pass him like this Heter of Ishta Imai is from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, which we mentioned before. There's a Stam Gemara over there which says as a Dover Pashut that by Yisrael there's a Heter of Ishta Imai, so obviously we pass him like this din. Additionally, the Gaon says that if you learn the Mishnah later on, Daf Pei Beis, the Mishnah of Kol She'asaka v'manoshim le'isachin v'manoshim, if you learn like the Shita of Tosfos, which we mentioned previously, Tosfos learned that Mishnah is referring to the din of Ishta Imoy. Even though B'derech Klal people have that heter, but Misha Asaka v'manoshim does not have that heter, the Gaon says if you learn like Tosfos over there, so again there's a Stam Mishnah which is Mavur like this, that there's a heter of Ishta Imoy. Now the Pnei Shov here, he makes an interesting point, in the Hagoyis Radal, he also discusses this, and that is if you learn like the Girsa that we have in the Mishnah, that the heter of Ishta Imoy is only in a case where there are two women, in other words, there are three women altogether, two strangers together with this person's own wife, and that's where there's a heter of Ishta Imoy, then the Chor Pnei Yeshua says there's a raya, not like the Shita of Rashi, which we mentioned before, the Rashi on Daf Pei Beis, which we saw Tosfos argues on, and that is the Shita of Rashi is that it's always mutter for one person to be misyachid with three women. The Mishnah says it's only usher for two, but for three it would be mutter. If so, how could the Mishnah say that there's a heter of Ishta Imoy, the Chor, in the case where there are three women, then you don't have to come on to the fact that one of them is his wife. Either way, it will be mutter, because there are three women over here. L'chair, this will be right, not like the Shita of Rashi, that B'derech Klal, it will be usher for one man to be misachin even with three women. And that the Mishnah is telling us that if one of them is his wife, then already it's mutter. So the Pnei Yeshua says that Rashi will have to learn, assuming that Rashi had the girsa b'fanenu, he'll learn when it says, Rav Shimon Eimer, af ish echer misachinim shtei noshim, bizman she'ishta ima, you will mean to say, if his wife is one of the two, then it will be mutter. Not that there are two, plus additionally there's also his wife, because in that case, either way, it will be mutter. Once there's already three, then the Shita of Rashi is that it's mutter. Rather, what it means to say is if one of the two is his wife, even in that case, it will be mutter, according to Rav Shimon. Another test of Pnei Yeshua says is, based on the Gemara Daf Pei Aleph and Aleph at the top of the Omud, the Gemara there is mechalik between Be'ir and Bederech. Bederech, the din is that it's also even for two men to be misachin with one woman. As the Gemara explains over there, Shem Bistach Echem Hem Lenekovov, maybe one of them will have to step aside, take care of his needs, and the other one will be left being misachin with the woman. Based on that, Pnei Yeshua says, Rashi Kolam the Mishnah over here, that even though the Shita of Rashi is that it's mutter for one man to be misachid with three women, that will be true only Be'ir, not Bederech. Bederech will be also for one man to travel on the way even with three women, because maybe one of the women will have to step aside, and then it will be left being misachid with two women, which is Osir. On that, Rav Shimon in the Mishnah says that if one of them is his wife, then already it's mutter, meaning it will be mutter even Bederech to travel with his wife and two other women. Now the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Neimah Masis and Loika Bashal. Gemara brings a brisa called Shleishim Yoyim Beitze Becheik V'nikbar B'isha Achas U'shnei Anoshim Avloi B'isha Echad V'shtei Noshim Abishol Oymer Af B'isha Echad U'shtei Noshim. And this Gemara answers Afilu Teim Abishol B'shas Haninis Tover Yitzrei. Now in the Sefer Oros from Rabbi Yashiv he explains that according to the Rishonim which we mentioned earlier that the Isser Yichud by one man and two women is not an Isser Dereisa but it's only Midarbonon, and we could explain that Abishol would be maskim that when there's an Isser Dereisa even B'shas Haninis it would be Yasser. That which Abishol was matter for Ish Echad v'shtei Noshim, that's because that type of Yichud is only in Isser Derabonon, that's why he was Mekel B'shas Haninus. In Hagoyis HaRadal, however, he learns not like this. He says, according to Abishol, even one man and one woman is also mutter B'shas Haninus. Now which Abishol says, Af B'sh Echad v'shtei Noshim, it doesn't mean to say Dafka two women, but if it was one woman, then it would be also Mishum Yichud. Either even one man and one woman also would not have the Isser Yichud B'shas Haninus. That which Abishol spoke about one man and two women, The pshat is like Rashi's mavur over here in Dibur Maschal v'nikbar b'isha achas. Rashi says ve'in tzarich rabim la'avoyse ela gimel. Rashi's mavur that there's a din that b'shas l'avaya we need at minimum of three people. That's why Abishol spoke about this case. As far as Hilchas Yichud is concerned, it would even be mutter for one man and one woman. Now Rashi over here, and Dibur Maschal avloy b'isha achav v'shtei noshim, he explains v'shem yichud shloihoyu batei kfaris smuchem le'ir. The issue of Yichud over here was because they had to leave the city to travel to the Beis HaKfaris. That's why there'll be a problem according to the sheet of the Tanna Kamma for one man and two women to go to the Beis HaKfaris. And the Rashash over here points out the Gemara b'Hemshach on Daf Pei Aleph from Rav, which we mentioned before, the Gemara is before that b'derech you need one additional person because of the Sfar Shem Yitzdach Ech Mehem L'Nikovav. If so, how could the Tanna Kamma over here be matir b'ish achas v'shtei anoshim or ish echad v'shtei noshim? So the Rashash answers, he says, even though Rashi says that the Beis HaKfaris was Mechutz L'ir, still it's not as far, it does not have the same din as a derech, therefore you do not need an additional person. Now the Ma'aseh L'Aloch is like the sheet of the Tanna Kamma. We don't say that B'Shas Haninus, there is no Yisr Yichud, or even B'Shas Haninus, Yitzri Miskaber Olav. However, there is a Kasha on the sheet of the Ram over here. The Ram is in Hochas Avelos Perek Yud Beis Elocha Yud, he passes like the sheet of the Tanna Kamma, that even on the way to the Beis HaKfaris, you need two Anoshim V'Isha Achas. However, the Kesem Mishnah asks a Kasha on the Rambam, because the sheet of the Rambam will discuss this later on, the Rambam holds that all people nowadays are considered Prutzim, and since the Gemara says at the bottom, by Prutzim even two Anoshim v'Isha Achas is also Aser, so how can the Rambam Paskin, since he says that we are Cheshish for Yetzirah even B'Shas Aninos, so why is it enough to have two Anoshim v'Isha Achas? So there are a few ways to answer this Kasha, because the Mishnah himself writes in Hilchos Esuri Bio, that the Rambam holds that no one's considered Ksherim. Therefore, the halacha even shtei anoshim v'isha achas is also b'yisur yichud. That's only by yichud mamish b'bayis she'ena pesach pasuach l'shus harabim. This din of the Ram is only true in a house. That's where there's yichud gomor. Over there, the Ram paskins that even shtei anoshim v'isha achas is aser. However, the Ram in Hilchos Avelos is talking about when they're out in the open, they're on the way to the Beis HaKfaris. Over there, that's not called yichud gomor. There, the Ram would be mekel b'shtei anoshim v'isha achas. It's not clear what exactly the Kesef Mishnah means to say. Does he mean to say that this is not isur yichud deraisa? Perhaps it's only Yisr Yichud Darbon, and that's why it will be Mekel for Shtei Anoshim V'Isha Achas. Lech Mishnah in Hilchos Ovel, Perek Yud Beis Elocha Yud, he gives a different terrors to this Kasha, and he says the same way according to Abba Shol were Mekel B'Shas Aninus, so even though the Chacham argue on that, in the Asr Yisha Echad V'Shtei Noshim, like regular Hilchos Yichud, however, even the Chacham are somewhat masking that we could be Mekel a little bit B'Zman Aninus, and therefore Shtei Anoshim V'Isha Achas, which Meikra didn't really would be Mutter, it's only by Putzim which is Asr. Over here, the Ram is willing to be Mekel and allow Shtei Anoshim V'Isha Achas. Now, we could be Moisif a little bit more of a Hezber, since the whole Gedar HaYisr is Dafka by Prutzim, so even though the sheet of the Ram is that everyone is considered Prutzim is Manazeh, there's no one who's really Ksherim, but we could say that B'Shas Aninus, then already people lose their status of Prutzim, even though there are still Kshashas, even B'Zman Avelos, however, the Chacham would still hold that the people have a status of Ksherim at that moment, and therefore Shtei Anoshim V'Isha Achas would be Mutter.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.